We hear this all the time.
There are so many updates and tons of community work happening. It's hard to keep up. How do I follow it all?
Here is your answer. Listen to the Gutenberg Changelog.
Hello, and welcome to our 26th episode of the Gutenberg Changelog. In today's episode, we talk about upcoming new online virtual event formats for the blog editor and the community team, the Gutenberg 8.7 plugin release, and we will have a special segment on what's new for the blog editor in WordPress 5.5. My name is Birgit Pauli-Haag. I'm the curator of the Gutenberg Times, and I'm here with my co-host, Mark Urain, designer at Automattic and core contributor to WordPress. Hi, Mark. How are you today?
Hey, Birgit. I am a little under the weather today, I'll tell you, but we've got so much to talk about today. These are some big items here. You know, so once we get through with this episode, I'm going to go for a little walk in the sun, and I think that's going to re-energize me a little bit, continue on into the weekend. But how are things going on your end?
Yeah, but it's good to hear that you had a productive week. Today I feel a bit physically exhausted. Maybe running around in the park during lunch break wasn't such a good idea after all. The heat index was 100 Fahrenheit. That's 38 degrees Celsius. Cool. And so I'm looking forward to a restful weekend with no work beyond the newsletter that comes out on Saturday. But mentally, I'm still on cloud nine. We had a great live Q&A show last night with Khalid Wan, Alex Shields, and Otto Wood from the Meta and plugin team, and we discussed the new block directory that is coming to WordPress 5.5. And big news. And it was a discussion among friends, very informative, but also relaxed. And there were some interesting audience questions, and some of them gave the team quite a few more ideas to iterate on after the first version is out with the release of WordPress 5.5. The recording of the show is already available on YouTube channel, and I added some resource links to the video description.
Right. That's great. Really cool. Especially when they can walk away with some new avenues and new ideas to work on from the listeners and the viewers.
Yeah.
True open source.
Yeah, I love open source as well because of that. And just as a side note, there is the wish list out for 5.6. It will be open until August 20th, and there are already 110 new suggestions in there, new and old suggestions. Some suggestions about 10 years old, but somebody has a...
Somebody wants it done.
Yeah, and redone, obviously. So
110, you say, though.
Yeah. Wow. I actually went through them and put them in an Excel spreadsheet to kind of see, to also figure out, is there a probability that it actually gets into 5.6?
Right.
And then see what happens in December. Yeah, where was I wrong? And some of it is definitely plugin territory, has been for a long time. So we have a few announcements. No, only one announcement. It's that with the lessons learned from the online events, the virtual WordCamps, the community team is revamping virtual events and wants them to be not so long. So the lessons learned were that most people don't want to sit through a six-hour talks all day at home. And the community has brainstormed quite a few ideas for better online events. And the first iteration is a format that there are recorded workshops that can be watched asynchronously.
You got it.
And then after they're published, a week later, they start scheduling live discussion groups about that topic. So there is this live interaction where people can kind of talk about this, but it's to that topic in the workshop. So it's question from the workshop, it's where they got wrong, what they're missing, and all this kind of thing. And these discussion groups will be happening multiple times over as many time zones as possible. So everybody in the community can actually participate in those. So the community team opened applications for three volunteer positions. One is the workshop presenters, of course, they pitch sessions like they would do for a WordCamp. Then workshop application reviewers, that is kind of the equivalent of a speaker wrangler from a WordCamp, kind of going through and then working with presenters, and then discussion facilitators for the workshops. And so the application forms will be in the show notes. And through the grapevine, I found out that on August 12th, this will be launched softly. So not with a big boo-ha-ha, but just kind of make sure that everything works and everything is out there. Learn.wordpress.org is the URL for it. And that's actually the site of the training team. And a community team and training team are working on this quite closely together. And two of the workshops that will be released, I think they're going to release about six of them. Two of them will be about the block editor. One, an intro to Gutenberg development presented by Jonathan Bossinger. And the other one is intro to publishing with the block editor presented by Erica Vallez. And by the time our next episode we record, we'll have the dates for the discussion groups. But watch the website learn.wordpress.org for a new workshop kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm glad they've got a few Gutenberg things, block editor stuff already lined up, ready to go.
Yeah, and I talked with a few of the developers that presented at the JavaScript for WordPress conference that's going to come and that they have to kind of think about if they want to submit some of their developer talks, or because they didn't have that much time in the conference, there they would have more time. And it's pre-recorded, so they can actually tighten that up a bit if they wanted to. And tell everybody out there, dear listeners, yeah, and if you want to present, this is a great chance to do that.
Where would they go to present?
We will have in the show notes, we will have the application forms. So there will be application forms like for any WordCamp as well. And I think you, Lashbroke, published some of, or hasn't published yet the framework for the workshops, how long they are and what needs to be delivered in these applications. But I put the links in there so you can all go forward and submit.
Excellent.
And I think that will be quite nicely, because they roll out put every week new workshops into the feeder, so to speak, on the site, so they can do multiple topics along multiple times.
Perfect. So also another announcement here is the block editor team has started an experiment with informal hallway hangouts, live demos, basically, that are announced in the core editor channel in Slack. Q has actually done two of them already. He showed us about his exploration of a design system for WordPress components that are accessible, cohesive, and comprehensive. And we talked about Q's storybook implementation before on this channel. And this is really like next level iterations on the work that he's doing. It's a fascinating project and would help plugin developers to quickly prototype blocks and plugin screens and provide almost production ready code. So it's a lofty goal. And Q takes us along his journey with those hallway hangouts there. If you want to see some next generation screens that are being worked through, check it out. As always, links are in the show notes, and he's doing a lot of work and submitting a lot of stuff on his repo on GitHub as well. So there are more hallway hangouts that are planned for the future. Let's see, next week, the week of August 10th, Andre Dragonescu and Robert Anderson will be getting together. They'll be talking about some development stuff. During the week of August 17th, we have Johan and Noah Schrader getting together to talk about some design-related stuff. And the week of August 24th, that hallway hangout will be with Carolina Nymark and William Patton, and they'll be talking about theme-related topics. So these are all informal and depend on the contributor's schedule. But chime in and listen along. And there are great ways to reach out and see each other again and talk through the things that we're experimenting with.
Yeah, and as far as I know, these events are recorded and have also a kind of an educational write-up afterwards. Like Q is modeling that. So there can always be a reference as well for the work that's done. Yeah.
I was just going to chime in. We have we've done a few of these in the design channel on Slack as well. I know once a month we try to get together through video and talk about some design related problems with community members. So very helpful, I think.
Yeah, and it's a great alternative to all the WordCamps that are not happening and where happenstance just kind of people stand together and look at something on somebody's laptop. Yeah, that's the giving serendipity another chance here for good communication there. So that brings us in our segments here to what's released. And we are in the post WordPress 5.5 already with Gutenberg. Gutenberg 8.7 was released on August 1st. And as I said, it's the first plugin after the features that went into WordPress 5.5. 26 of these hundreds of change items that were in that are in 8.7 will be backported to or have been backported to WordPress 5.5 release candidate 2. So they will be in there. And if you want to know more about it, ping me and I'll give you the pull request numbers for that. We're starting out with 21 enhancements. And I point out that so one is that the attempt to block recovery is now the default option for the block invalidation. That is still a little, I would say, awkward sometimes when you remove a plugin and the content is not showing anymore. You get some notes there and the block editor is now catching those and tries to convert them to blocks. So that's in there. And it also will have a block example now for the buttons block, which was kind of, you put the block buttons block in and you don't know what to do with it. Now you know. So very great enhancement. For the reusable block, the convert to regular blocks is that's still in the options menu is now in the toolbar. So you don't have to search for it when you want to use the reusable block as a template and convert it to regular blocks and then change it. So that's definitely a good enhancement. Also, the autosave consistently or the edits, sometimes when you change meta information in the sidebar, it would not be in the autosave. And yeah, there were some inconsistencies there, and that's taken care of now. And one change is in the sidebar in the documents tab. Now you see which block with post type you are actually editing. Are you editing a page, or are you editing a post, or are you editing a custom post type with the title of it? So now you see it in the settings header.
Yeah, which so instead, instead of saying document, right?
Yeah. It says post settings. And then there were some updates to the core block patterns, quite a few of them. They added the heading and paragraph pattern. All the others just got some updates there. And the last enhancement in that list is that the block directory, new in WordPress 5.5, uses now the local assets to auto-detect them, or auto-detects the local assets for of the plugins when it shows it up in the directory. So Gutenberg 8.7 also comes with four new APIs. Three of them I understood, the other one I didn't. So I'm not gonna talk about the last one. So the lead, you can save data into the core data component there or a script there. And now they also have delete operations, which helps. Right? It's that you can also fix mistakes by deleting something. It also now has a server-side handling of the block align flags. So it's now supported also with your PHP display or rendering. And the scaffolding tool create block is now enabled to load translations for the created blocks. So they were kind of the added to the JavaScript. The JavaScript translation scripts are now added to the create block scaffolding tool. So you get those with your plugin when you use that tool. Yeah.
And that that last one, that is destructive style to a button, the is destructive style kind of renders the button in a red color, like a border or something. So, you know, it's a button that's going to destroy something. So if you're moving a post to the trash or something, yeah, that's what that does.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for helping me out there.
The only reason I know that is in the Figma files for the design, that's labeled destructive as that state or that button.
Good. Red is destructive. Okay, yeah. Got it.
And then we had 32 bug fixes in this release. 10 of those fixed accessibility issues that were flagged by the team. And so, which is really great to hear, right? It's great to see that so many of these bugs that are getting fixed or have to do with accessibility and helping in that aspect. Many of those included things like announcing the block selection changes manually on Windows, fix the arrow navigation and the link control suggestions, many all throughout there. There were some other bug fixes that were around block patterns, like fixing the translatable strings. There was one also about fixing the block insertion place after clicking browse all in the inserter, in the inline inserter. So when you click the inserter in the document, you get a little popover. There's a browse all button if you want to go see all the other blocks. Well, if you'd click that, it would forget where you're at it, where you wanted to add the block to, because it kind of takes you over to a side panel. But now it remembers that placement. So when you do add the block, it adds it to the appropriate place.
Good.
So many bug fixes, fixing the button block colors in the editor, the save shortcut in the code editor, block directory icons. So then that leads us to the experiments, 24 experiments in this release, many of which are all around the full site editing or the site editor experience in Gutenberg. And a whole bunch of these had to do with the post blocks. So you have like post comments block, you have the post excerpt block, the post date block, and just anything that you would imagine kind of that makes up a post needs to be a block. And while those blocks mostly exist, I believe for the most part, they need to be revised and iterated. And so there's all sorts of enhancements or experiments, things that are going on with them. There are a couple global styles or experiments that were touched upon. Navigation block and screen is seeing a lot of development time right now and a lot of design iteration. And then, of course, some of the APIs that were experimented as well.
Yeah, which brings us to documentation. And there were 9 documentation changes in the Gutenberg 8.7. One is that the 3-year-old Gutenberg FAQ was updated.
Ooh.
Yay. And then it also, we now have documents to the new block tools, theme support, and core block patterns. Very good. And then there's also some link changes and some formatting over there going on the documentation site or pages. But there was also a new convert block registration RFC to the block meta data document. So there was 2 years ago, Greg actually started the block registration RFC, which means RFC means request for comment. Right. And that has now been finalized, and in the block metadata is the new name for it in the documentation.
Excellent. And it's good to see always typos that are getting fixed in the documentation.
Well, these are actually very nice first issues if you ever want to start contributing to Gutenberg. Right. Yeah, contributing to the documentation is always appreciated very much and also very easy to do.
Yeah, there's always work there that could be helped, that could be done, right?
To really help. Just as a side note, we now have a new team rep for the developer documentation for Gutenberg. And it's Jasena Hinnen. He's the new team rep for the developer documentation for Gutenberg. Yay, stepping up to the plate. And he is definitely a good person to do that because he just finished the WordPress 5.5 field guide with a lot of different changes, because not only the blog editor had received a lot of changes, but the whole ecosystem kind of got a revamp on a few things. Which brings us to our special segment on what's new for WordPress 5.5 for the blog editor.
Wow. All right. 5.5, everyone. We do have some great links in the show notes, so make sure you check those out because there's a lot here. The first one I wanted to talk about today is revamping of the block UI, right? This is finally, this whole redesign is getting merged into core now and is going to be released in 5.5. And this redesign of the editor does a few things really well. Reduces complexity. There's a simplified iconography and a higher contrast color palette, meaningful focus indicators, and all around general interface enhancements. And the interface can scale more gracefully now. And as plugin authors use this UI to help enforce their plugins in the editor and how it expands as we add more blocks to the editor, this just helps really clean things up. And I'm so excited this is getting in. Some of the examples of some of these improvements include the single toolbar to have fewer tab stops now. Let's see there. The primary toolbar is bigger for each block, and the tappable area is larger, and less UI overall to lighten the cognitive load when you're editing your document. And yeah, so some of these changes, though, Birgit, they've been a little contentious. Is that the right word? Or debatable? Debatable, I think, is
debatable. Yeah.
Like one of them, one of the big ones is removing borders around the selected blocks.
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of back and forth on this and really good discussions, spirited debates. And it's always great to see these people getting involved and raising their opinions about some of the direction forward. Mm-hmm. And what's even more beautiful is when people are really encouraging the solutions around these things and really trying to stand together to promote a good direction forward that's both good design and very accessible for everybody. So both of those together are important.
Yeah, and I think one of the bug fixes, accessibility bug fixes, was actually to announce the block selections again in, or the border around it in certain windows, to offset some of the problems that happened with removing the borders around blocks. There is some back and forth on that to kind of make that more accessible again. Yeah.
All good. And so the effort is continuing, right? There's always changes coming through, and as long as everybody's being mindful and helpful, core of the project, we can get through everything. So along with those UI changes, Birgit, there were a lot of like keyboard navigation improvements, and without going through them all, we've got links, but enabling block movement, add keyboard shortcuts for moving blocks, improved keyboard navigation on gallery blocks and so forth. There were screen reader improvements, announcing all notices, and add heading to the block inserter tips to make it more visible, removing titles from button blocks, all sorts of screen reader improvements, and focus improvements like creating consistent focus styles in the UI, or let's see, fixing extra tab stops, fixing the focus loss issue in the link control component, and onward.
Yeah, and going through that list, and that list is in an article by Anne McCarthy just the other day that did not make it yet in the field guide. It brings us back to, what was it, March, when 5.4 was released. Those block UI changes happened right after that. It was experimental until then. Wanted to get it another release cycle into them to make it better before it gets actually into core. But for us, the listeners on the changelog, that's what, 10, 12 versions ago, or 8 versions ago. And reading through the list, it has come quite forward there. Yeah. Even the just the keyboard navigation list of that, what some of us already have kind of muscle memory, that's new for the big user base of WordPress now with 5.5. So go through it, and I was reminiscing on some of that stuff. Oh yeah, I understand. Yeah, like the shortcut to toggle the full screen is really helpful, because the shutting it off doesn't really survive the setting. Your browser changes. Yeah, if you empty the cache, yeah, that setting is gone and you see it again.
Right.
And
right.
Then now you have a keyboard shortcut. That's actually pretty new. So it's really interesting. What also comes with WordPress 5.5 is that the preview has changed. When you click the preview in 5.4 is a new tab opened and you see the front end. Now you can switch between the mobile and the tablet and desktop and see it right in the editor, and then have also the feature to go out and do it in a third and in a second tab. But that helps you fix some of the display issues for tablets and for mobile when you are editing on the desktop. Sometimes you kind of lose the focus on that. And these preview options are only working right now on the medium to large screens because it's the first iteration. And so they're always improved over the course of the next releases. And there's also in the blog post by Isabel Bisson, she also has the code in there how you can address that from the plugin or theme. Also in WordPress 5.5 are theme related or theme development related things and stuff.
Things and stuff.
So the add _theme_support API is now can declare support for a particular feature, and then the REST API was introduced that for WordPress 5.0, but in WordPress 5.4 it was expanded to the core theme features, and now with 5.5 you can also declare custom theme features. You, as in plugin developer or theme developers, can declare custom theme features just to make them available. So as a plugin author, you could make a feature that can be addressed through the theme. And that's the API that you would use when you want to make some of your plugin styling or layout, how the feature shows up on the front end, targetable for the theme developers.
So if I want all my text to be 3 degrees to the left, angled to the left, I could do that.
Yeah. Yes. You can expose that API to everybody else in the developer sphere there. And speaking of theme support, there are also new block tools, they're called, and it's the custom line heights for headings and paragraphs that are now available for the block editor, for the content creator, but also for theme support and for custom units on how to define the height of the cover block. So that's also in WordPress 5.5.
I'm excited to see these themes start supporting these things. That line height one is so much fun to get right and to make adjustments, get your layouts just beautiful. Yeah, that brings us to block patterns. So block patterns are coming in WordPress 5.5. We've been talking about these for a long while, and they're really just simplified patterns of blocks that get added to your layout, your document that you're working on. And I think they're going to save people a lot of time. There's a post on block patterns on the Make Core blog. We know that Mel Choice, she has also posted a simple block pattern plugin, posted about a simple block pattern plugin for the Gutenberg editor. And Rich Tabor also has a post about building out block patterns. And so with all this great information, I'm excited to see where this goes as it's merged into core.
Yeah, me too. And block patterns are so much easier to develop and to put in a plugin than you don't have to do JavaScript and all that. You could even, and I think Rich has that in there, that you actually could copy paste it into your PHP code, and you just need to escape some of the quotes that you have, and then you're golden.
And the block directory as well. The block directory is right there. You can now add your plugins to the block directory. They need to be single block plugins, but go for it. There's a post on the Make Plugins blog about this. And in the GutenbergTimes.com block direct, there's a post about a block directory slated for WordPress 5.5 version. Thanks, Birgit, for that.
You're welcome.
And proposed block directory guidelines on the Make Plugins blog as well. And there's also been a recent block plugin checker. That was from Alex, right, Birgit?
Yeah. But and both of them worked on it. Kelly had one, and Alex had both worked on it. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. It actually, it's not only checking the block that's already in the repository. You could actually use a GitHub URL to have a plugin in a work in progress checked for the plugin checker before you uploaded it to the plugin directory. Cool. So that's really cool. Yeah. And we talked about it yesterday on the live Q&A quite a bit about it. So I will certainly put that video link also in the show notes for that. Yeah.
Really good stuff.
Yeah.
Some of the developer focuses included with this will be there's various changes to the WordPress React components in WordPress 5.5, and the post there is in the show notes. Ella Van Derp also posted about the block API updates in 5.5, which include new block category names, block type metadata, and block context information, and kind of how the parent and child relationship or inheritance happens through the blocks. So that kind of closes out our 5.5 list.
Yeah. What we didn't talk about is actually the image editing that is happening also with WordPress 5.5. But we talked here before, but there's also a great post about it in the field guide in the development notes. WordPress 5.5 is a huge release. Right? Yeah. It's just marvelous. I love this.
The funny thing is we're not getting in some of the stuff that we were trying to get in, and it's still a huge release.
Yeah. And I think it's one of the first releases that is not so heavy on the block editor. It's everything but, although there's huge stuff from the block editor, but there's also the XML sitemaps, the image editing, the media library updates. Yeah, it's just on and on and on it goes. Mm-hmm. Well, but for today, this is the end of our show. Before we end it, I wanted to tell you, however, about a new reference page that is called Keeping Up with Gutenberg Index, and it lists all the posts from various team discussions and from various teams, the discussions and what they're working on in the Gutenberg related area. And it's a chronological, and for every week you get the link to the theme review team, the design team, the CSS core CSS team, the core JS, if they do some Gutenberg, and nowadays it's all about Gutenberg and JavaScript or jQuery, and the meta team, if it's connected with the block directory, so you can just go through, okay, what did every team do? And it's just a list of links, but it's, you don't have to chase them down on the various make blogs.
Yeah, because those links, they just, sometimes those posts, if people keep posting things, they fall back and they get lost in the back scrolls. So this is a nice list that's right there. Keeps them highlighted.
So, and as always, the show notes will be published on the Gutenberg Times, gutenbergtimes.com/podcast. This is episode 26. And if you have questions or suggestions or news you want us to include, send them to changelog@gutenbergtimes.com. That's changelog@gutenbergtimes.com. That's it for me. Thanks for listening. You have a wonderful Gutenberg 5.5 release. We don't hear each other until 2 weeks from now. And by then the release is out. Time flies, you know?
Yeah. It does. Yeah. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. And we wish you the best update with WordPress 5.5.
Yeah. And thank you, Mark, for another great show. And have a great weekend.
All right. You too, Birgit.
All right.
Take care, everyone.
Take care.